Welcome to the Rock Church Podcast. This is Amanda. We're so glad you're joining us today. We are a church family that exists to love God, love people, and do something about it. If you would like to learn more about us, you can visit us at rockc3.com or head over to your app store and search RockC3 for our app. This is the first week of our new series called Grace, and this week Pastor Josh explains that Jesus didn't want anyone to miss the opportunity to receive grace, and neither should we. Enjoy the message.
Well, hello, Rock Church. How's everybody doing out there? All right, you good? Good, good. So I love it. We got like 10, 15 people here, but man, they are loud because they love you. They love you. And they're here just to help me to be able to preach and to communicate with you guys and to worship with us, as our host said, just to help kind of help us communicate this message. So I want to thank you guys for being here, whether you're watching from your home, from your deck, from your bedroom, wherever it might be. I want to thank you just for being a part of The Rock today. But I also want to thank house. Reality is that you've brought us in, you've brought the church in to partner with you and to worship with you. So, man, I am thankful for that. I'm thankful for you. And I just want to invite you to do all those things that our host challenged you with when it comes to getting involved through our app or checking out our Sunday night service. I want to invite you to participate with us that way. But there's one other thing I want to do to invite you right now. Is I would like to invite you to the table. And here's what I mean. I want to invite you, if you can imagine this like a table, I want to invite you to come sit at the table with me. And when you think about a table, I want you to think about your dining room table or maybe your kitchen table, your coffee table. Maybe it's a picnic table. And I want you to think about all the food that you've had at that table before. Because if you're like me, you would believe this statement that food changes everything, right? Like food can change everything. Like when you're in a bad mood and somebody brings you like a hot fudge sundae, that changes everything. That when you're a little hangry and somebody brings you some bacon, now that changes everything, right? Like that's one of the big things I miss in the midst of this corona crisis. I miss just sitting down at a restaurant and people just bringing me food. I miss that, okay? Because food does change everything. But I want to go a step further with that. Because I want you to think about around your coffee tables or your dinner tables, how many conversations have happened that revolve around food? I mean, we could go back to Jesus' time. We could go back 2,000 years ago, and we could look at Jesus' life, and we could see that Jesus used food to bring people to faith. That Jesus used food to help people find faith and receive grace. That's what he did, and we see countless conversations that he had in Scripture where he was bringing people to faith and helping them to connect with grace through food. And what I want us to do in this series over the next 6 weeks is I want us to think about a table. I want us to think about sitting at a table. And I want us to think about conversations that we can have around the table. And I want us to think about who we can invite to the table. Because I want us to look at Jesus and how he invited people to a table so that they could find faith and connect with grace. And I want us to do the same thing. Because what I want to make sure that each and every one of us catches, all right? That is you who you're watching right now. That is you if you're a teenager. That is you if you are a child. That is you if this is maybe the first time that you've ever done anything with The Rock. I want you to connect with God's grace. Hebrews says it this way. It says, be sure that no one misses out on God's grace. It's a simple verse, Hebrews 12, 15. Make sure that no one misses out on God's grace. So I want to invite everybody to the table so that we can receive God's grace. I want to invite everyone to the table so we can connect with God's grace. I want to invite everyone to the table so we can respond with grace. And I want us to do this by looking at Jesus and seeing how he did that with others. How he often brought other people to the table. It was like he brought them to the table, he sat back, and he said, now let's talk a little bit. That we see it all through Scripture. And what we're going to do over the next 6 weeks is we're going to take each one of these stories of Jesus, and we're going to see how he came to a table, and he sat down, and he had a discussion with them. For instance, this weekend, I want to talk about how he invited sinners to the table. And he did it by having a discussion with a guy named Matthew. Now, we hear about this discussion in the book of Matthew. Matthew actually wrote this book. It's a biography of Jesus. And in it, we're going to see the story where Matthew kind of came to faith. It's found in Matthew chapter 9. Now, I'm just going to tell you the story. And in it, we're going to see how Matthew connected to grace and then responded with grace. So if you don't mind, just let me kind of tell you the story right now. It kind of goes like this. It says, one day that Jesus was walking along the road when he saw Matthew sitting at his tax collector's table. And he said to Matthew, Matthew, follow me and be my disciple. So Matthew got up. He got up from the table and he followed Jesus. And then a little bit later, Matthew was having a party at his house and he invited Jesus and the other disciples to be his dinner guest, along with a bunch of other tax collectors and notorious sinners. While they were eating, it says some Pharisees came and they started asking Jesus' disciples. They started saying, hey, why does your teacher eat with such sinners and scum? Jesus, knowing what they were thinking, said, the healthy don't need a doctor, the sick do. I want you to understand the scripture about why I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Because I have not come for those who think they are righteous, but I've come for those who know they are sinners. Now, when you think about that story, I want you to think about all the aspects of it. And I think to do that, we kind of got to go back then. I think the first thing we've got to do is we got to see that there was a sinner's table. And when I say a sinner's table, I mean Matthew's table. That Matthew, he had a chance, he had an invitation to connect to grace. Now Matthew's table was what I'd call a sinner's table because he was sitting at a tax collector's table at first. Another way you could say it is he was sitting at the toll booth. Now let's just admit it, we don't do a whole lot of conversations with people in toll booths, do we? Like if you've ever been driving on a toll road or an interstate and come up to a toll booth, you typically just pay your money, get your receipt, and move on. Like that's not somebody you typically are going to be in conversation with. Well, that's what Matthew did. He kind of ran a toll booth, all right? And when people would be like leaving the seashore and they'd had to catch a fish, then he would tax them on the fish. They would have to pay their toll. They'd have to pay their tax. Or maybe they had a harvest of grain and they were heading to the city. As they went by his toll booth, they would have to pay their tax. So we don't like the toll booth collector, and we definitely don't like the tax man, now do we? Now, some of you this week like the tax man. Because some of you got your stimulus check this week, and you're like, yeah, I like that, but this is also the week that we typically pay our taxes, and I know that when that comes to bear, that most of us are like, no, I don't really like the tax guy, all right? Yet we live in a great place of America where we want to live here, we have our government, all that. I want you to understand Matthew's situation. That Matthew was a Jewish man running a tax table. And as he was running a tax table, what he was doing is he was collecting taxes for the Roman government. So the Jewish people, they hated him. They despised him because they despised the Romans. It's one thing to pay taxes to the government that you are happy to be a part of. It's a whole nother thing to have to pay taxes to the government that has come in and conquered you. All right. So the Jews, they hated the Romans because they were told you got to live by Roman law and you got to pay Roman taxes. So they didn't like the Romans. And worse than that, they definitely didn't like Matthew, because when they would look at Matthew, they would see a Jew who was working for the Romans. They would see a Jew who was taking their money and giving it to the Romans and then skimming off the top. So Matthew was sitting at his tax collector's table, or another way to say that is Matthew was sitting at the sinner's table, and no one wanted to be anywhere around him except Jesus. See, Jesus was different, because Jesus came to Matthew, and when he got in front of Matthew, he gave him an invitation to connect to grace. What he actually said was, "Follow me and be my disciple." Follow me and be my disciple. That word disciple, it basically means student, that I'm to follow and to be a student. That's what Jesus was saying to Matthew. And I know when we just read that, we're like, okay. But again, I want you to go back to the context. Because the context back then, to be a student, to be a disciple, would mean that teacher, they were your master, they were your leader, and that teacher, they were the wise one, and they were known by their students. See, what would happen is a person couldn't just say, well, I just want to follow this guy. You couldn't do that. You had to be chosen, because the teachers back then, they were kind of like the private schools of the day. You see, they didn't have like universities. They didn't have state-run colleges. They didn't have places like, you know, Clemson in South Carolina. They had private institutions, you know, a higher degree, kind of like Notre Dame. Now, I don't really know if you're laughing or you're connecting with me, but I'm going to just assume that you're with me right now, okay? Obviously, little dig, little joke, have to do it. But anyway, here's what I'm trying to get at, is that they didn't have those education systems. What they had is a professor. They had a teacher. They had a rabbi. And then the people who would follow him, they didn't just get to choose to follow him. They had to be chosen, because the teacher was known by their students. So a teacher would want to choose people with a great pedigree. They'd be like, well, what's your resume look like? What's your pedigree look like? How much money do you have? What's your family lineage? What's your past like? And they would make sure that they would choose this group of followers, so that when people saw the teacher's followers, they'd say, well, that teacher must be like really good, because look at his followers. Yet Jesus went to Matthew and he said, follow me, be my disciple. Jesus went to the outcast. Jesus went to the sinner. Jesus went to the guy that no one wanted to be around. Jesus went to the guy that was hated by the rest of the Jews. Jesus looked at him and said, you have nothing to offer me, which means you're exactly who I want to follow me. And Jesus does the exact same thing for you and for me. See, here's the beauty. Here's the beauty. Jesus offered Matthew grace, because Matthew didn't deserve to follow Jesus. Matthew hadn't done anything to deserve it. He couldn't buy it. He couldn't purchase it. He couldn't earn it. But what Jesus did is he gave him an offer of a free gift of grace and said, Matthew, follow me. Learn from me. I want you in my presence. And the great good news is this. What Jesus offered to Matthew, he offers to us as well. Because see, we're just sinners sitting at the table, because we've all sinned. I've sinned. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that I can do to earn my way to heaven. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that I can do to purchase my own salvation. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do to make myself right with God. But what Jesus did is he offered us a free gift of grace, and he said, follow me. And all Matthew had to do was get up. That's all he had to do was stand up and start following Jesus. That was it. And that's my encouragement that I want to give to you right now. Is I want to ask you to connect to God's grace, because it is a free gift that he is offering you. Now, when you do it, you got to leave everything. See, that's what Matthew did. It says that he got up and he left everything. And he just started following Jesus because he connected to grace. But the story doesn't stop there. The story actually goes a step further. That it says that he connected to grace, but he also responded with grace. Because the next part of the story says this, that the next thing that Matthew did is after he got up, he invited Jesus to come to his house. He said, Jesus, will you come to my house? Will you come to party with me and bring the other disciples? And then what I love what Matthew did is then Matthew invited all of his rowdy friends. He invited all of his other tax collectors. He invited all of the prostitutes from town, all of the notorious sinners from town. He said, come and sit at my table. He basically made a sinful table with an invitation to respond with grace. And I know when you're looking at that right now, you're like, oh, you spelled it wrong. Nope. That's exactly how I want to spell it. Because what Matthew did is he filled his table. He got a sinful table. He invited all of his rowdy friends to come to the party. I love that. He didn't come to Christ and then grab a bullhorn and go stand on a street corner and preach through a bullhorn. He didn't walk up and down the road with a sign that said turn or burn. He didn't jump on Facebook and post the newest Christian memes. You know what he did? He leveraged his friendships. And he said, come, sit at my table. I'm going to use food to help you find faith and connect with grace. Come sit at my table. Because I want you to find faith. It reminds me of a good buddy of mine. His name is Jeff. He's a local guy here. Some of you guys might know him. I call him my pirate friend because he looks like a pirate, okay? Jeff's got tattoos all over his arms. He's got real long hair, a little silver tooth. Like, he truly is my pirate buddy, okay? And I remember the first time I met Jeff, it was with Kalock, our worship pastor. He took me to get some ink on my arm. And so I met Jeff and was having a conversation. And then a little bit later, Jeff and I went out in a boat. We were just out boating one day. And he said, Josh, I want you to know that I love God and I fear God. He said, but I don't get Jesus. He's like, can you help me get Jesus a little better? I was like, yeah, man. So we made a decision that day out on the Waccamaw that every Thursday for lunch, we would just meet at a restaurant and we'd just eat lunch together. And so we started doing that, and we did that for 1 or 2 weeks. And then the next thing you know, he'd start bringing a couple friends with him and then a few more friends. And before long, every Thursday, we'd be sitting at a local restaurant or bar, and it'd be me and Jeff and about 6, 7, or 8 of his rowdy friends. Now, they all look just like Jeff because Jeff owns a tattoo shop. So a lot of his friends work in the tattoo industry, or they were involved with mixed martial arts. So it was me and a bunch of rowdy guys, all right? And I loved it. And we'd sit there and we'd be eating dinner and people would walk in, they'd be sitting around us and you could tell they were afraid. They're like, stay away from that table. And as conversations would go, I'll just be honest, these guys, you know, they might have a few drinks or they might start cussing a little bit, dropping some F-bombs, and I'm just sitting there hanging out. And then every week in the middle of the conversations, all of a sudden Jeff would say, everybody stop. Josh, I got to ask you one question about Jesus this week. This is what I was reading. I want you to help me understand Jesus. And here's the question. And he would just lay out this question. And then we'd spend 5, 10, 15 minutes just talking about Christ in the middle of that bar or that restaurant. And I loved it. Because what Jeff was doing is he was leveraging his friendships and food to help them find faith and receive grace. Unfortunately, everybody in the restaurant didn't like that. I know there was people that'd be sitting around, they'd be looking at us, they'd be giving us looks like, stay away from that crowd. Which then reminds me of the Pharisees from the story. See, the Pharisees, you know, they looked at Jesus' disciples and said, why does your teacher eat with such scum? They said, scum. They labeled people as scum. And let me just say this, anytime you label someone, you're not going to have a very good opportunity to love them. Let me say that again. When you label people, you're not going to be able to love people. And these Pharisees, they were labeling the disciples. They were labeling Matthew's friends, the people that Jesus was trying to love. And Jesus then said this. He said, it's not the healthy people. Healthy people don't need a doctor. It's sick people that need a doctor. That Jesus right there in that group, and he's around a table with a bunch of friends, a bunch of new people who are finding faith, and he's telling the Pharisees, it's not the healthy people that need a doctor, it's the sick people that need a doctor. And guys, this is what I know about myself. I need a doctor. I need Jesus. And I know that I've had my sins forgiven. I know that I've come into a right relationship with Jesus through his grace. But the reality is, I know I still sin and I still need Jesus every day. And the Pharisees, they didn't get that. You know what the Pharisees wanted? The Pharisees wanted this pretty little dinner set up. The Pharisees wanted a nice china set up, you know? Well, let me just say this. We're not a China-type church, okay? You know what we are? We are paper towels and red Solo cup-type church. That's the kind of church we are. Now, I'm not saying go out and get drunk with red Solo cups. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying this, that we're the kind of church that is a little bit better with paper towels, with plasticware. Because at our church, at our table, there's probably going to be some elbows on the table. There's probably going to be some barbecue flying. There might even be a few bad words get dropped every now and then. It might be a little messy. But isn't that the kind of church you want to be at? A church where sick people are welcomed and invited to come in and sit at the table to receive grace. And this is what I believe. This is what I believe. That too many times as Christians, we connect to grace, but we don't respond with grace. And what Matthew did is he invited all of his friends over. And since he connected with grace, he said, I want to respond with grace. And I want you to find faith like I found faith in Jesus Christ. The Pharisees of the time, they didn't like that. The religious people, they were like, no, we got to be prim and proper. We got to have good china out. We got to make this perfect. But what Jesus said is, I didn't come for the perfect. I didn't come for those who are totally put together. I came for those who understand that they're sick. I've came for those who know that they are sinners. And that's me. Chances are that's you. So we need to come to the table. And we need to invite other people to the table with us. We need to invite sinners to the table. We need to invite enemies to the table. We need to invite kids to the table. We need to invite our regrets to the table. When I mean regrets, here's what I mean. I mean our past, our mistakes, ourselves. We got to bring it to the table because we got to let grace wash over all that stuff. That we got to invite our friends to the table. We got to invite the church to the table because when we get to the table like this, well, then we can sit with Jesus. And we can let Jesus do the healing. And that's what I know I need. And that's what I want you to receive. So let's think about that as we move into a time of response. I gave you an invitation to sit at a table. Now let me give you an invitation to connect to grace. Let me give you an invitation to respond with grace. And keep those two separate for a second. The first one that we got to respond to is we got to respond by connecting to grace, which means connecting to Jesus. That we allow his free gift of grace to wash over us. And my guess is there's some of you right now that you've never connected to Christ's grace. That you've never let Jesus heal you. That there's sin in your life. You're separated from God. Just like I was. I was separated from God. And then I heard the story of Jesus. I still remember hearing it crystal clear. I remember the guy telling it to me, and I remember saying, wait, you saying he can forgive me? You don't know everything I've done. And he said, it doesn't matter. His grace will cover you. And right now, I want you to receive his grace. I want you to respond to him and ask him to be your Savior, just like Matthew did. You might say, well, how do I do that? Say yes. That simple. Say yes to Jesus. Jesus looked at Matthew and he said, follow me and be my disciple. And Matthew said yes, and he got up and he walked with Jesus. Today, will you say yes and will you get up and will you walk with Jesus? Connect to grace, but also respond with grace. See, this is probably where a lot of us sit right now, that maybe you have connected to his grace, but you haven't been very grace-giving in life. That there's people you've kept away from your table because you don't really want to give them grace. Maybe another way for me to say it is you have some enemies that you haven't given grace to. You have some regrets in your life that you haven't forgiven yourself of. That you have some friends that you haven't given grace to. And that maybe you've got your kids in your home and you haven't given grace to them, or kids, maybe you haven't given grace towards your parents. Maybe there's some people right now that you think, you know what? I need to give grace. And what I want to challenge you to do during this response time is to respond with grace. I want you, even right now, wherever you're sitting, maybe you're by yourself, if that's the case, make some notes. If you're sitting with a couple people, I want you to talk about it. Maybe there's somebody right now that you need to respond with grace to. Maybe there's somebody sitting in the living room with you right now that you need to look at and say, I'm sorry. I want to respond with grace. You asked for forgiveness, but I didn't accept your forgiveness. So I'm sorry, I do forgive you. Maybe it's time to respond with grace. Or maybe you need to sit around in whoever you're with and you need to talk about who is it that you need to invite to the table, because you know that this table was meant for more than just you. That there's some people that need to find faith and connect to grace. So I'm going to give you some time to do that during this response time. Again, though, I'm going to say to those of you who need to connect to grace, then I'm going to challenge you to say it to whoever you're with. But I also want you to text this number. I know that might sound weird, but listen, we really want to connect with you, and we want to help you take this spiritual step. And I just believe it right now. I just believe there's some of you that want to say yes to Jesus. And what I want you to do is I want you to text that number. Just text that number. And when you text this number right here, all I want you to do is I want you to text the word connect to that number. And there's a little box in there where you can check and say, I'm receiving Christ today. I'm saying yes to Jesus. And I want you to do that. So here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. And then we're going to move into a time of response. Hannah and Kaylock are going to lead us in a little bit of song. They're going to sing a little bit. If you want to sing, you can sing along. If you want to sit and talk with one another, you can do that. If you just need to sit in the presence of God, you can do that. You just do whatever you need to do right now to respond. But don't respond alone. Talk to the people you're with and text us. Connect at that number. Pray with me. Jesus, I come before you right now. And I first, Jesus, want to thank you for the invitation of grace. invitation of grace. And Jesus, I pray right now that for those of us who need to connect to grace, that we will do it. We'll connect to you. And those of us who need to respond with grace and give grace to others, that we will follow your example and we will do it. Jesus, thank you for being the great physician, the doctor who heals. Help us to find that healing right now as we respond. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd like more information on how to give to God through The Rock, you can find that on our app or on our website. Another way that you can give to us is simply by subscribing to this podcast, rating it, telling your friends about it. All those things are super helpful. We hope you have a great week.